Sustainability has become a buzzword in many industries over the past decade, and the seafood world is no exception. That's created a whole new industry around who gets to decide what fish is sustainable. A couple of years ago, Alaska decided it was time for a label of its own. In 2012, the Alaska Responsible Fisheries Management Standard was launched. That's owned by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Susan Marks is ASME's Sustainability Director.
So RFM was started because our industry and our customers felt that a choice in certification was important. It was less about the use of an eco-label and more about letting the businesses in Alaska brand their own seafood with their own marketing messaging.
The way the certification works is that the client has to hire an independent reviewer to make sure a fishery meets the RFM requirements. Take Alaska salmon. The Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation is the client for all of the state's salmon fisheries. That organization hires an approved certification body to audit the fishery. Some companies selling Alaska salmon use the free RFM seal on their fish. Others choose not to. Regardless of whether the seal shows up on a package of salmon, the third-party certification is a requirement to sell seafood into certain markets. In parts of Europe, the Marine Stewardship Council's blue label is necessary. But the MSC charges a licensing fee just for the logo, and the process can be expensive. RFM was meant to offer companies a different option. But it was slow to take off initially. There were questions raised about transparency and credibility. Over the last 2 years, the program has undergone changes, including establishing a formal governance structure, developing a quality management system, and improving its standards.
So now everything is transparent. We've got three advisory committees that are listed on our website. And in the past, there were many questions about how decisions are made and how certain things were handled. For example, appeals and complaints. Previously, there was not a place where a stakeholder could go and get those questions answered. Now we have our quality management system, or QMS, which is like our policies and procedures manual. So this is publicly available on our website. So if you want to know what is RFM's appeals and complaints procedure, we have a procedure written for that that you can go and look at. We've also created new processes and improved our existing ones.
Now, ASME is taking comments on version 2 of the RFM standard. A 60-day comment period opened June 6th and runs through August 4th. What does that mean for Alaska salmon? Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation Executive Director Julie Decker says having choice is good for the industry. And even though an RFM label doesn't appear on many packages of salmon, it still helps it sell behind the scenes.
I think a lot of times the RFM program, as well as MSC and any others, sometimes they're working in the background. The logo's not necessarily being displayed on packaging and stuff, but when retailers go to purchase from companies, they want the assurance with documentation that that purchase is from a sustainable source. They may not show that to the consumers, but they want to know, and their consumers, the message we're getting is that consumers want the retailers to do the work for them, basically, to make sure that that is from a sustainable source.
Decker also says in the past year, use of the label has increased, and more of that could be seen in the future. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.